And now, the Goldbergs. Well, Molly is willing to do anything to help those whom she feels need her help. And right now, it's Oriane and Mr. Way who are going into business together. But to help, Molly must be able to get around from place to place by car. And so she's determined to learn how to drive. Well, this for Molly is a feat of great courage because Molly hasn't the slightest mechanical sense at all. But Bertie is willing to help. And so this morning, now that Jake is out of the house, the great experiment begins.
Bertie, you sure it's all right?
Huh? What do you mean if it's all right?
I mean, if I learn to drive the car, I mean...
Just come out and let me show you how easy it is.
Yeah. Wait, I'll just slip on something, buddy. And wait, I'll just put the child's milk on the table. I'm so nervous, buddy.
Why should you be nervous?
I don't know. I'm nervous. Buddy, I wouldn't say something to anybody. And then I'll know how to drive, so I'll just sit in the car and I'll move.
You'll feel like the master of the world.
Yeah.
How many things in this world can you control? Not your husband, not your child, not the weather, not space. Only an automobile.
So come, Bertie. So come. Oh, it'll be so nice if I'll be able to help Oriane with her business. I'll drive her to her customers, and I'll drive her back from the customers, and I'll take David for rides and for picnics, and I'll take him up to the farms, and I'll take him all over. Oh, Bertie, I love that child, Bertie. I love that child. Mr. Goldberg thinks that I'm mixed. He thinks that I'm a mixing spoon. And if I want to help Orion because I want to mix, I want to see her establish herself, and I want her to stay here in Lastonbury. And I got so detached to that child. I love that child, buddy.
Get attached to animals, too.
Go, buddy. Slip off your kimono and slip on something.
I'll slip off my kimono. I'll teach you to drive in no time.
Yeah, put on something warm.
Yes,
I will. Hello?
Ma?
Yeah, Rosalie?
How are you, Ma?
I'm well, fine. Why?
Nothing, buddy. Is it all right if I don't come home for lunch?
For lunch? How is it you're telephoning for school?
Oh, I have a free period.
Oh, you had a free period?
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right, dear. Where are you having lunch?
Well, Kenneth's sister wants me to have lunch with her. Is it all right?
Why not?
Ma, are you going to the village?
Maybe, perhaps, why?
Well, I left my money in my purse. Could you get it for me? And if you can't Kenneth's house, could you leave it for me?
For what, dear?
It's for defense stamps. I forgot it.
Oh, the defense stamps. That's nice, darling. Are all the children in the school buying the defense stamps?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, that's wonderful, darling. That's wonderful, marvelous. Now, how should I forget? How would I forget such a thing, the defense stamps? It's wonderful, darling. Rosalie?
Yeah?
I'll have a surprise for you.
What, Ma?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. You're ready, baby?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here, come.
Yes,
so it's a button your neck. So yeah, I didn't catch a cup. Button your neck.
Well,
stay inside, Spotty. Stay inside, please. Because you'll bother me, you'll make me nervous, and I mustn't be nervous.
Spotty, good for Spotty. Oh, the gentle Spotty. Oh, the gentle, eh? Well, it's good for my mom. The gentle, oui. Hello?
Hello? Who is this? David?
Oui, c'est David qui cause, Monsieur Goldberg.
Where is Mrs. Goldberg? Mrs. Goldberg, David?
Non, Madame Goldberg n'est pas dans la cuisine ni dans le salon.
What, David? I'm coming home.
Hein?
Home.
Hein?
I'm going to take her around in the car.
Que dites-vous? Je ne comprends pas.
I'll be right home. Goodbye.
Allô? Sporty, couche-toi, allez, couche-toi, Sporty. Va-t'en, allez. Madame Gobin! Madame Gobin! Monsieur Gobin,
Le
téléphone! Monsieur Gobin, vous m'avez téléphoné!
Turn off the car a minute, baby. My David?
The téléphone! It's all right, they'll call back whoever. Now stand over there, David. Stand over there and you watch me. You watch me.
Pay off.
I'm going to drive a car. You watch.
You sit in the driver's seat, Mrs. Goldberg.
I'm going to sit now in the driver's seat. Beethoven, fix my dress.
Oh, lay down, Spotty. Lay down. Don't make me stand. Don't. I'm
no. Now do what I told you.
Yeah. Wait. Let me get myself together. All right. Now, I have to put my, foot here.
Yes. Now, throw in gear.
In gear.
Put in the clutch brake.
Oh, the clutch.
Release the brake.
What do you mean?
Take your foot off slowly.
Like this?
It's
moving, baby. It's moving.
Hold the wheel. Don't take your hand off the wheel.
But I don't want to go any place.
Hold the
wheel.
What do I do now, baby? It's a little hard for me.
Don't worry. I'm holding the wheel. Now, put her in high the way I showed you.
Well, I forgot.
You're pushing the clutch.
Yeah.
What are you afraid of? You're doing very well, better than I expected.
Now, I show her in. Now, reach her.
Fine. And you're driving.
Oh, baby, I'm driving. Oh, baby, I'm driving. Oh, look, my Martha should only see me. I'm driving, baby.
We're on the road now. All you have to do is to hold your wheel steady.
Yeah.
Stay on your side of the road.
Yeah, I'm safe. I'm saying goodbye.
Oh. Isn't it wonderful, huh?
It's wonderful.
Every driver shouldn't do. Molly has run into a tree in one easy lesson. We hope nothing serious has happened.